How would you like to create a profitable podcast without soul? Nathan William will tell us how, and what's so special about Nathan is he's a serial entrepreneur who has created and sold three digital ventures. And his most recent exit was Adoption.com, which was the world's most visited adoption site. And after selling Adoption.com, Nathan started hosting a podcast about digital monetization, where he published more than 350 episodes. Well, he did find that to be a bit of a hassle because so many tools had to be used. So he came up with a great solution. And this solution is PodUp, the ultimate podcasting platform with 50 plus tools for creating, growing, and monetizing a podcast venture powered by AI. Now, PodUp runs a podcasting agency named Pod Allies that provides done-for-you podcast production and marketing services. And Pod Allies clients can record their episodes, and then Pod Allies can do essentially everything else for them. Now, Nathan, tell us about how can someone create profitable podcast without hassle, or at least with less hassle.
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah, so you look at platforms like Shopify. When Shopify started, they were not the first e-commerce platform. There were many that came before them, and they're still not even the best e-commerce platform. They're not even close. What made Shopify so great is they took more than 100 different technologies and put them together into one platform. And they made it so that there was a turnkey solution that allowed creators to have everything they needed in one platform to create a venture around e-commerce. And now Shopify is worth, I don't know, $190 billion or something like that. That model works really well, just simplifying and bringing everything together in one platform. When I did my podcast, my first podcast, like you mentioned, I realized that I needed more than 30 different tools. And those tools cost almost $2,000 a month. And they took way too much time and effort. Even after I had edited and recorded my podcast, I still had to pay someone, 4 hours a day she was publishing and then syndicating to all the different platforms and kind of managing the show for me. And one day in frustration, I said, okay, somebody's got to bring all of these tools together into one platform and make it really easy to create, grow, and monetize a podcast. And so we started that project about 5 to 6 years ago. We've put $5 to $6 million into it now. And we have 60 different podcasting tools together in one platform, just to make it so much easier to create, grow, and monetize a venture around a podcast. There's 17 AI tools in that platform. So you can, for example, one of the tools is the repurposer. So after you record, you can go click a button and it will go create about 20 different pieces of content from your video. It'll create your blog post. It'll create your show notes. It'll create your keywords and your hashtags and short video clips. And give you these different pieces to make your post-production so much easier. It also has 11 different tools to help you monetize. So if you wanted to create a course or if you wanted to create an e-commerce side of your business with digital or physical products, you could do that. Just a lot of different ways to make it a lot easier for an entrepreneur to create a podcast, because most of those entrepreneurs, what they're lacking the most is time, and time is their most valuable asset. And if you can save them 50% of their time creating a venture on a podcast, that's worth a lot.
Thank you. Tell us about the types of things that, let's say, a podcaster would need to do, and tell us about the specific action or role that PodUp is offering to kind of fill that kind of gap that, let's say, the podcaster would need to do and perhaps wouldn't need to do anymore because the setup is kind of like offering that.
Yeah, for sure. So think of a continuum, a line, where on one side of the line, you have people who have time, but they don't have money, Okay. And on the other side of the line, you have people that have money, but they don't have time. And most of us fall somewhere in the middle of that line. And so if people are far on this side of the line, they probably want PotUp, and that's the done-for-you software. That's the do-it-yourself software. So you can go license the software. You can get the full-blown version of PotUp for $150 a month. And with our Black Friday sale, you can. And then you can do it all yourself. You can use the software to save a bunch of time and money and effort, but do it all yourself, right? And then on this side of the equation, which we see a lot of people on that side, there's CEOs of businesses, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're people that have more money but don't have time. And so those people come to us and they say, okay, I would love a podcast, I just don't have time. Can you just, you know, maybe I can record the episodes and then you do everything else for me. And so we do a lot of that, where we book their guests, we edit their videos when they're done recording it. We can write their blog posts, make their short videos for them, publish all their content, put it out on social media, market for them, do their social marketing, do their SEO, book them on other shows, do their paid advertising, help grow their following. We've gotten so good at that marketing that we have guaranteed traffic. So we, for our middle package, for example, we guarantee 15,000 views every month, video views or podcast views or blog views. And then we also will help them with their monetization. So we'll help them roll out a membership site, or we'll help them roll out an e-commerce site, or help them put together a course, help them put together whatever that monetization strategy is that'll work best for them, and help them create a profitable podcast that people are actually coming to.
Thank you. Tell us more about the monetization part. How can someone create a profitable podcast without hassle with your tool? So give us an example of a client you've had, ideally three, okay, that are currently using PotUp in order to create a profitable podcast. And give us an example of, like, specifically, like, what kind of membership site or course or whatever did they build with PotUp? And how is it working out in terms of, like, sales or any kind of, like, measurable results?
Yeah, I can't share that confidential information. We have confidential information for the clients about how much money they're making and specific things like that. But I'll give you some general examples. So we have one podcaster that's been with us about a year, and he's using the Pod Ally service. And he just let us know recently that he's been making enough money from his sponsorships that he can cover the cost of his episodes. So he's actually doing two monetization streams. Number one is he's selling sponsorships of his episodes. And then number two is he started to do live events. So a family member of his has a very large cabin. And so he does these regular retreats, and he invites people to his retreats, business leaders, and he charges them a fee to attend his retreats. So between the sponsorships and between those retreats, he's been able to cover the costs. He's not making huge amounts of profits yet, but in a year, he's to a spot where he can cover the costs of having someone produce and grow and monetize all of that. And as he grows, he'll be able to sell sponsorships for more. And as he grows, he'll add additional monetization streams in there. We have another one of our clients. She does, she provides support for women in difficult situations, going through divorces and crises. And so she's created kind of a sisterhood, a community, through her podcast. And she has physical retreats that people go to. And so she promotes those and sells access. You can do memberships. You can do affiliate. I have a friend of mine that he loves emergency preparedness and gardening. Those are his two things. And so he created a show about emergency preparedness and gardening. And he was already doing the projects, so he videoed himself doing that. He's grown to more than 250 followers, and I can't tell you how much money he's making, but he's making an awful lot of money. So he'll, for example, if he let's say he wants to know what the best water filter is, he'll go buy three water filters and he'll test them. He'll buy the little test kits and he'll find out which water filter is the best. And then he'll tell everybody which water filter is the best. He'll recommend it. And then he uses this affiliate code link. And then he gets maybe 15 to 30% of everything that's sold from those affiliate products. So he goes and finds his favorite products and recommends them and makes affiliate income, and he makes a lot more money than you would think he makes. I'll give you another example. If you know, I can't even say his name because he's a very wealthy person who builds airlines, and he's created airlines that you would know. And his daughter is a ballerina, and she is a Juilliard trained ballerina, and she's created a show. And she and her husband decided that they wanted to live the rural life. And so they did a show where they teach people about rural living and they teach people how to make butter and things like that. And she sells meat. And I can't tell you how much she makes, but she makes more money in a year than almost every American makes in their lifetime, selling beef subscriptions from her rural living website. She makes enough money in a year that she would not have to work the rest of her life just selling beef subscriptions. Now realize it's recurring subscriptions. So the secret is she's done a podcast that's very good, a lot of people follow it. She's very credible. Her father is famous, and she's come up with a recurring revenue stream that fits her brand. People subscribe to it and they get beef delivered to her house, and she makes an awful lot of money doing that. So the secret is you find something that you're really good at, you provide a lot of value, you build your following, and then I prefer if you can find a recurring revenue stream that you can then put as the core foundation. You can still do one-time revenue streams as well, but you've got to have at the core a recurring revenue stream, a beef subscription, beef delivery subscription, or a membership site, or a subscription box, or a software, something that you're getting a recurring monthly revenue stream off of, and build that at the core. And then I recommend you do a diversified revenue strategy. So don't just build your whole business around one revenue stream. Have a variety of revenue streams. So when one maybe isn't doing so well, you can focus in on another one.
Thank you. Tell us about, first of all, to create a profitable podcast, what kind of things would an entrepreneur need to do to make sure that they have enough listeners, enough subscribers that would actually listen? Because, you can create like a membership or something, but if not enough people to listen to it, then, the traffic isn't going to be there for the actual potential products that those entrepreneurs could sell. So tell me about what makes a podcast profitable. What makes it so exciting that it gets a lot of listeners? And what does PodUp offer in terms of that?
Yeah. So I have a show called Podcasting Secrets, and I interview successful podcasters on that show. And I ask most of them, what is their secret to growing their show? And almost every single one of them gives the same answer. They say their number one secret is, what would you guess? What do you think is the top secret of most top podcasters?
I don't know. But for example, I would think it's having fun, sharing the expertise you have. And because you're having so much fun and people are like so into it because you're like so authentic about the things that you're sharing and you're so good at that.
Yeah. So you're right. It is important to have fun and it is important to be authentic. It is important to share valuable information. All that's really good. But there's lots of podcasters out there that have great shows that nobody knows about. And so it's really important. And often some of the best shows are not Some of the most traffic shows are not the best shows. They've just been more effective at marketing their shows. That's very much the case. I think there's better shows than most of the most traffic shows. But those top shows have done a better job of marketing. So it is important to provide value and have fun and do those things you were talking about, but that's not the most important thing, because the most traffic shows are often not the best at that. They're often better people that are completely unknown. The number one secret that almost every podcaster shares and says is their secret to success is getting on other podcasts. Okay, so they find other podcasts that have related audiences and they build relationships with those people. They invite those people on their shows and get those people to know them and like them and trust them. And then they get on those other people's shows if they do a good job and build a good relationship and provide lots of value. And they do collaborations. They do collaborative episodes where they'll create a short video together that then they'll put out to both of their channels that cross promotes both of them. And so it kind of has this multiplier effect. When they publish the episodes, they send them to the guests and get them to share the content. They get those guests to link to them to help build their SEO. There's so many ways you can help each other. And some people make the mistake of looking at the people, the other podcasters in their niche, as competitors. And that is probably the biggest mistake you can make as a podcaster. You've got to build strong relationships with those podcasters and help each other grow your platforms together. And it's kind of like the rising ocean lifts all ships. And the people that are really good at that are generally the top podcasters. That is the number one most important secret. There's a lot of other secrets. I've written a lead magnet that you can get from us at Podcasting Secrets, and we have 30 different strategies to grow your podcast, but that is the best of the 30 strategies.
Wow. Okay. Tell us two more strategies for creating a podcast in terms of marketing you mentioned. So podcasting on other people's, basically being a guest on other people's podcasts, I get. Anything else that you, two other strategies that you can share with us?
Yeah, there's lots of other good strategies. Another really good strategy is paid advertising. It's a lot cheaper than you think. So for example, advertising on YouTube only costs about 3 cents per view if you do it right. And if you're willing to go international, if you say I'm only going to be in the United States, then you might be 3 to 5 cents per view. If you're willing to go outside the United States and go global, maybe other English speaking countries like India and the Philippines and such, you're going to get it a lot cheaper than that, probably 5 times that amount of traffic. So being willing to put some money into advertising to build your subscribers, putting some money into advertising to build your views, and that helps you in a whole bunch of different ways. Number one is you get traffic to your episodes and that builds subscribers and then more people find you, kind of radically accelerates your traffic. But even more, when you have a lot of traffic on these episodes, it helps you to secure better guests. And that would probably be my third strategy, is one of the best ways to grow your show is to have great guests. And when you have great guests, they provide a lot of value. People like to watch them and come back. Then those people share your shows and link back to you and promote you to their audience. And those great guests just help you all the way around. And then often, if you do a good job, those great guests will invite you on their shows and then you can promote yourself there.
Thank you. So that was one. And the second one that you can share, another strategy for creating a profitable podcast.
Yeah, sure. So do you want me to go with growth or do you want me to go with monetization? So I have an ebook that has 30 growth strategies, and then I have a podcast that has 24 I have an ebook that has 24 monetization strategies, so I can go either direction there.
Okay, so let's go with marketing first and monetization after.
Okay, so we've talked about getting on other podcasts. We've talked about having great guests on your shows, and we've talked about paid advertising, especially like YouTube is a really good strategy right now. The fourth one is lead magnets. So the concept is you you syndicate your show to as many platforms as possible, right? You go to where people are already consuming their information. You put it out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and 15 other platforms, right? With every episode. And don't try to do that yourself manually, because that will take a crazy amount of effort. You need a platform like PodUp that will, you set up those platforms once and then it syndicates it out there for you. Saves you tons of time. And then when you're syndicated out to those platforms, I recommend that you give away a lead magnet. So at the end of every episode, you develop something that you give away for free, and you invite people to come to your website to download that. So that could be a little video mini course where you teach something. It could be an ebook, it could be a cheat sheet or a checklist or something that really provides value in your niche that people really want. And you put it on your website and you offer it for free and you promote it with every single episode that you put out there. And then when people go to download that lead magnet, they need to give you their email address and name and contact information, and they give you permission to market to them, and you have them join your newsletter. And so you're slowly and surely building this email list. And then every time you do an episode, let's say you publish every week, you can send out a weekly newsletter to all of your email subscribers. And if you follow that business model, by the end of a year or 2 years, you're probably going to come back and tell me that your email list is your most valuable asset in your whole business, because instead of waiting for people to come to you, you're able to push the content out to them. Instead of waiting for Apple or Spotify or YouTube to surface your content, you can actually push it out to the people that care about your content.
Thank you. Tell us 5 monetization strategies for your podcast.
Yeah. So one of the best monetization strategies, so it's different based on who you are and what your business is, right? You kind of need to customize it. There's 24 of them that I write about in my book, and there's a lot more of it. In my book, I grouped a lot of them together. So there's a lot more than 24 different ways to monetize your podcast. But if you are an existing business that already makes money from a product or a service, then your best strategy is going to be doing lead generation for your existing business. For example, if you're a carpet cleaning company and you want to get more franchisees of your brand across the country, then you might do a show about how to run a carpet cleaning business, and you use that show to generate leads of your ideal customer to be franchisees, right? And so if you build your whole podcast around who is my ideal customer that I want? What's the most valuable thing that I can give them? And then you invite your potential customers. You go find the 100 best potential customers for your business, and then you go invite them to be guests on your show. And then when they come be guests on your show, they get to know you and like you and trust you. And then many of them will ask, okay, well, what do you do? Right? You promoted me, you promoted my business, what do you do? And then instead of contacting them as a salesperson that nobody wants to talk to, you're talking to them from a position of trust where you've already given them value. And you'll often be able to convert a lot of those people to be your customers. So that's strategy number one, is build your show around inviting your ideal customer on your show and making it so that your ideal customer gets value from your show, and then find your 100 best ideal customers, get them to be the guests on your show, and then work on converting them to be customers once they trust you and like you. Okay, that's strategy number one if you have an existing product or service. The second best strategy is recurring subscription membership sites. I know a guy, he was in the military, he went to law school, dropped out of law school, and started a podcast. He created a membership site, and he has a really good podcast. He's done a great job. And he's created a membership site, and I believe he's made over $5 million from his membership site, just charging monthly subscriptions from that. I love that because it's one to many. You build things once, right? And whether you have 10 people or 10,000 people in your site, it takes about the same amount of effort from you. And you could even hire a virtual assistant to do the day-to-day operations of that membership site. And then every month you're just creating value into that site. You give away courses, you give away exclusive interviews, you give away behind the scenes access to your guests, you give away downloadables. There's so many things you can do, communities, all sorts of things that you can do inside that membership site, and you just charge a monthly fee for it. And you're giving your audience a place to come and connect and get all of that value. So I think that's the holy grail of podcasting is those membership sites. Another great strategy, and I think this is a brilliant strategy, it's called sponsored interviews. So ads, a lot of people think ads are going to be where they make their money. And I highly discourage that. You have to have a lot of traffic before you can make a substantial amount of money from advertising. You're going to probably be in your podcast 5 years before you make enough money from your ads to cover your costs. You just have to have way too much traffic from that. And then a lot of people think sponsorships is the way to go. But the problem is 96% of people don't trust ads. Only 1% of millennials say that a compelling ad would make them trust a brand more. So ads and sponsorships, they're a tough row to go. Sponsorships are better than ads because they can be host-read sponsorship. So it can be the host saying, hey, I've checked out these three water filters and I recommend this water filter. This is the best one I could find. This is what I bought. This is what I have in my house, right? And your credibility kind of flows through to the product. So sponsorships are far better than ads. If you're going to do it, do a sponsorship, not an ad. However, even better than that is a sponsored interview. And so the sponsored interview is when you invite that person onto your show and you interview them. The whole interview is you talking to them, and they're not a non-advertiser, they're a trusted guest on your show, and your credibility really flows through to them. And those tend to be a lot more effective, and businesses are willing to pay a lot more for those. So I recommend, as you start building up your traffic, and as you start having lots of people contacting you to be guests on your show, that you start charging a price for those interviews. If there's somebody famous or there's somebody that's, you know, an author of the book, someone that provides a lot of value, you still may not charge them. If there's someone you're approaching because you want them on your show, you may let them be a guest on your show for free. But if there's someone where they're approaching you, they may not have a show, they may not have a book, they're just wanting to promote their business, I would look at charging them a fee. That's the third strategy that's out there. Probably the fourth best strategy that I would recommend is courses. It's your own product, not selling somebody else's product, but developing something that is yours. And Russell Brunson, who I think is one of the best digital marketers of our generation, has said many times that the best way to make $1 million is to create a $1,000 product and then sell 1,000 of them. And when you have a $1,000 product, especially a digital product with incredibly high profit margins, you can spend $300 to acquire a new customer. With $300, you can go buy a lot of ads and you can get a lot of traffic to your course. It's really easy to sell something when you can spend that much on advertising. And if you can spend $300 and go sell it for $1,000, keep $700 and go sell 1,000 of them. That's one of the easiest ways, according to Russell Brunson, to make $1 million. And a lot of people have done it that way. But you got to provide a pretty valuable course. You got to market it really effectively. You got to do a sales funnel around it. And I highly recommend courses. And again, that's one of the things that's offered in PodUp. We have a course platform that's there. If you do your podcast with PodUp, you can just create courses and sell courses for free. That's four. You wanted one more?
Yes.
Okay. Probably, I think, what's the next best one? Well, let's talk about digital products for a minute. Okay, so I know courses is a digital product, but for my fourth one I want to talk about is the concept of digital products. So when people think of selling things through e-commerce, they they think of physical goods. They think of merch, selling t-shirts, selling books, those kinds of things. And that's good. You can sell those. The problem was when you have a book, you've got to pay to print all the books, and you've got to pay to inventory all the books, and you've got to ship them to your warehouse, then you've got to ship them to the customer, and then you've got to deal with returns. It's an incredibly expensive thing to do. And often when you sell physical goods, if it's not your physical products, you're selling other people's. You're competing with people like Amazon and Walmart and Barnes & Noble that sell those same products. And it's really hard to compete with Amazon. There's a concept of having a commodity, right? If you sell a commodity, if you sell the same thing that 300 other people are selling, really the only way to differentiate yourself, well, there's a few ways to differentiate yourself, but the mistake people make is they don't differentiate themselves. And then they, the only way to win is to sell it for a lesser price. If you try to compete against Amazon that has free shipping and is already selling for cheaper than cost, there's not a lot of margin in it. So I recommend that you look very closely at digital products. Digital products have an upfront cost for you to develop them, like a course or an ebook or a mini course. You know, there's so many different types of digital products you can sell, an assessment. But then those digital products have almost 100% profit margin after that. You might pay credit card processing fees. You might have a little bit of returns or a little bit of customer support or something like that. But you have an incredibly high profit margin. And they're often uniquely yours. You're not reselling the same thing. So I recommend you go look at that and say, what course can I build? What ebook could I write? What cheat sheets or downloads or templates could I sell within my niche that people would want to consume that would be uniquely mine, that I don't have to pay to print it, I don't have to pay to ship it, I don't have to pay to get it to me or get it to someone else, I don't have return costs and have to pay a shipping charge for them to return a product for me. Look at those digital products, and the margins make those incredibly attractive.
Thank you. What are the most effective strategies for making money with sponsorships? And what I mean is, like, give us an example of what would the sponsor actually get? Yeah. And is it a good strategy to actually even have a sponsor? Because I think that once you have a sponsor and you have like an ad, for example, on your podcast, then people might actually switch off at that particular point, and they might not listen to the really good information that the sponsor may actually have.
Yeah. So my best advice for doing sponsors is to do sponsored episodes, not sponsored interviews. Don't just do a host read ad, but have them be the guest on your show. Now, that doesn't work if they want to just come on and do an infomercial. They've got to come on and really provide true value for your audience. If they're willing to do that and provide that value, then the sponsored episode makes a lot of sense. They're going to like it more. They're going to be willing to pay more. More credibility is going to be flowing through to them. And I would look at doing your sponsors in the form of sponsored interviews, where once you start getting a substantial amount of traffic, you might sell it for $300 or $500 or something like that. And then as you grow, you could maybe sell them for $1,000 or I've paid $5,000 for a sponsored episode before to get on a big show. And it's a great way when you don't have enough traffic and they wouldn't want you to be a guest on their show. It's a great way to get reach to their audience. People are willing to pay for it if you have enough traffic.
Thank you. Did you find it was worth it paying the $5,000, for example?
Yeah, it was. It was. Because I was able to play ball with somebody who I could never have been a guest on a show. And then I became credible and that flew through to me. And it was definitely worth it. But you have to have a lot of traffic before you can do that.
Thank you. Give us other methods for like sponsorship that you could offer to potential people, because I've been contacted a few times by people, and at the moment, I don't know what to offer. in terms of sponsorship. And mostly I've been contacted a lot by AI companies that want me to do like a video of some sort. And I'm sure if they want to like have it integrated into the show, or for me to do like an episode with someone else and just have like some sort of infomercial inserted into every episode or into one episode. I'm not sure exactly. So give us some potentials of what you think aside from sponsored interviews. Because for example, I find that if you do sponsored interviews, then all of a sudden you have like a barrier to entry. And of course, in the very beginning, you don't want to have a barrier to entry. You want it to be relatively like, you know, I'm here, please come over. And I'm like, you know, so welcoming, right? And so what is your opinion about sponsorships and how, what is an effective way?
How do you price them? How do you put together the packages, that kind of thing? Okay.
Yeah, what would you offer exactly that would not alienate your current audience, and at the same time, it would be like a good deal for the potential sponsor?
Yeah, so you definitely have to have the rules, and you definitely have to have, you know, if you're going to be do a sponsored interview, you know, it can't be an infomercial. They've got to be providing value. And if they don't comply with the rules, let them know you won't publish the episode. That's got to be something up front, right? But going back to what should the packages be and how do you price them, I would recommend that you look at everything that you do and you bundle it into one package. If you do newsletter sponsorships, include that. If you do Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, include those, right? Where those will be part of the deal. A blog, all your social channels, like you promote them in every way you can on your website. I recommend that you have a package that includes everything. And I recommend that it not just be one episode, but I recommend you sell bundles of episodes where you sell four at a time or something like that. And you spread it out over time and you do a series. And it includes, I would include sponsored episodes in that along with everything else. If you're going to go to all the effort to sell it anyway, I'd have a bundle, I'd have a package, make it worth their while, make it worth your while to put that together. And then you guys can get creative together and strategize over, you know, what's the series going to look like of episodes that we're going to do together and sponsored posts that we do together and memes and Instagram reels and things like that. And on pricing, if you don't know what to charge, if you're working with a company that has done a lot of sponsored episodes before, I recommend you put together your package and then I recommend you ask them. Instead of you giving them the price the first time or the first few clients, I recommend you go to them and say, this is my traffic. This is what I'm going to give you. What do you think would be fair for this? And let them propose. And that often is a really good starting place. And it helps prevent you from scaring them away. That doesn't mean you have to do exactly what they say. They're probably going to lowball you. You may have to increase it. But who knows? They may come back with a lot more than what you're going to put on the table to start.
Thank you. Now, imagine I don't do sponsored interviews because I wouldn't know, like, for example, how to... First of all, I wouldn't want to put a barrier to entry. And I wouldn't want at this point to do sponsored interviews because then how do you differentiate? It's like if everybody gets interviewed for free, why would I charge you in particular? Secondly, I don't currently do multiple episodes with one person. But you can say then that kind of like justifies, okay, you can have one episode for free, but five episodes will be this much, then that could make sense to do like a sponsored interview because I'm not currently offering that. So in that sense, you could say that could sort of fit in. But are there any other types of sponsorships that could work? And if so, what would they include? What would you do? Like a mini infomercial of 20 seconds? Or you think, actually, no, that almost never works and don't offer that.
It can work if you do host read. Host read tends to work the best. So that means you're the one pitching their product because your audience trusts you, right? They know you. They don't know this other company. So and don't pick products that you don't believe in, that you don't trust, right? Pick products that you love that you can be really passionate about. I have a brand of shirts that I love. And so I reached out, I buy so many of their shirts. And so I reached out to that company to try to get them to sponsor my show, right? Find the products you love and you might reach out to them and say, hey, I'm an influencer. I have this much reach and I love your products. I already buy your products. I would love to talk about your products. Can we talk about a sponsorship?
Thank you. And for these like AI companies that kind of reach out to me all the time now about doing like a sponsored video, what would you see as a potential possibility of what I could offer them and for what kind of pricing?
Yeah. So if they're smart, they're wanting you to do the sponsored video. They're not wanting to give you a video they've already made. They would probably want to give you a script with some talking points and then let you make a video about it. And they're going to probably see a lot more conversion if you talk about their product instead of them giving you a canned video. So I would look at that of just saying, you know, give me the talking points, make sure it's something you believe in that you feel comfortable with. And then you make the videos. And that's where you're probably going to see the best results. I was a guest on the Glenn Beck show a while back, and that's how he makes most of his money is he has companies that he's promoting, but he's the one. He buys their products, he uses their products, he gets to where he can give a testimonial of their products while he's saying the ad for them, right? If there's a safe company that wants him to promote their safes on his show, he'll go get a safe and he'll use the safe and figure out why he likes it. And then he'll talk about it on the show and that'll be the sponsorship.
Okay. So it's like a UGC video basically.
Yeah. With the host, but it's host generated, not user generated.
Yeah. So in this case, the user would be me. Because I would be the user of the actual product.
That's right. It's you. You're the user and the host. That's correct.
Yeah.
And you become credible if you've actually used the product, right? If you have the safe in your home and you're telling everybody why it works so well and it's so easy to get into and whatever, why you feel your valuables are so safe in that. That works a lot better. Yeah.
So let's say for this AI, these AI companies that kind of like reach out to me all the time, there would have to be like some sort of alignment where let's say if I'm talking about them on, let's say, AI Superwoman podcast that I have, then on it, I could be like, okay, let me share with you guys about this AI tool that I have and so on. And it would be like literally the entire podcast would be like, okay, how do you use it? What do you use it for? And this kind of thing.
That's right. It could be the entire podcast or it could just be a little 60-second, you know, mid-roll ad that you show after the first 3 minutes of your interview. Or the 3 minutes of your show.
Okay. And where would you say I would start in terms of like, how do I look, what I would price, what am I offering in terms of like, imagine I'm going to do, let's say, an entire show of 30 minutes discussing, okay, how do you use PodUp? Okay. And you have, you know, let's say I would go through the, whatever, 150 functions that you can do and where you would play it and all these different things and so on. Or then you would have also the option of, like you said, let's say I'm going to be talking about 50 tools you can use today to optimize your podcast. And I would have, let's say, tool number one, and maybe yours would be tool number one, let's say PodUp. And then that could be the actual sponsorship part. How would I price the two types of sponsorships, user-generated content type thing?
Okay, right. So it's very different based upon the niche, right? If you have a podcast that's about whatever, social causes helping orphans, right? That's a great show. It does a lot of good. It's going to be hard to sell ads on that show, right? There's not a lot of people that are going to pay a lot of money to sponsor that. Something like AI, where you are, it's a premium, hot demand. There's a lot of businesses in the space. You're going to be able to sell for a premium price. So, whether it's going to the US, whether it's out of the US. So if you're just talking about a mid-roll ad, okay, you might be able to sell that for 30, 20, maybe $25 to $50 CPM, maybe even on the high end, like the really valuable shows and really valuable products, people, you might be able to get $100 CPM. So that means per 1,000 viewers of the show, you would get somewhere between $25 and $100. Okay. So get 10,000 views of an episode, right? You may be able to get, what is that, $2,500 to $10,000 for that sponsorship of that episode, okay? Hypothetically. If
are you saying that basically I would charge based on the result that I'm going to get with the video? Let's say if my video gets 100,000 views, then they will pay me based on that result? That's right. They pay you.
Yeah, and I may have done the math wrong just a second ago, but they usually pay you per 1,000 views. So you're going to make somewhere between $25 and maybe up to $100 if you're really lucky, based on, and if you know roughly how many views you have on average, then you can pre-sell it. If you don't know roughly how much you're going to make, how much traffic they're going to get, then you might have to have them commit to pay it, and then they pay after the fact, or they pay up front and then there's some kind of adjustment that's done. And then sponsored episodes, again, if you have them on the episode, that is completely dependent upon your traffic. There's some places where you can get sponsored episodes for $100. Maybe it's $500, maybe it's $1,000, right? And there's places that charge $5,000 that I've paid for before. And I've heard that Joe Rogan charges $43,000 or something like that for a sponsored episode on his show. So it just depends on how much traffic you have and how in demand it has. You made a comment earlier where you said, well, I can't charge sponsored episodes because I interview people for free. But if you're not there yet, you're going to get to a spot where you have far more people asking to be guests on your show than you have shows you produce, right? There's just going to come a time that that's what happens with great shows, is everybody wants to be on your show. And so what you do is you go fill it. And usually those people that ask to be guests on your show are not the top level guests that you want, right? You want to get that author of that bestseller book that just came out. You want to have that influencer that has tons of traffic in your niche, right? Those are some of your best guests. And so you're going to give those people free interviews, but you're going to approach them. But then when people come to you and they aren't an author of a bestselling book and they don't have a bunch of traffic on the show, and they aren't someone that you're wanting to sell, you know, that's an ideal customer to you, you may charge those people, right? If it's someone you would choose to be on your show because they're a top-level guest, then you do it for free. If it's someone that's approaching you, you may put a price on it. And you may only sell two of them out of every 10 that come to you, right? And you may have to do 10 pitches for every two sales or more than that. And that's just the reality of it. But there's going to come a spot where you have far more people asking to be on your show than what you have spots available to record. And that's a great time to make that transition to start selling those other people.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
So you can connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Nathan Gwilliam. Go find me on LinkedIn. You can go to podcastingsecrets.com. That's one of my shows, or on YouTube, Podcasting Secrets. And if you want to learn more about our software, you can go to podup.com. You can get a free trial, a free 30-day trial, and you can get a free 30-day podcast launch course, 22 different videos and downloadables and action items that are delivered over the first 30 days to help you get your podcast launched. And if you want a podcast, but you don't have time, go check out podallies.com. That's our done-for-you podcast production, marketing, and monetization service. And we would love to help you make your podcasting dream a reality.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.